Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. My name is Daniel. Welcome. So a little bit about this podcast. If you're new here, this podcast is basically about me speaking about as honest and as vulnerable as I can. Speaking about the process, my experiences of growing up. And also, I also want to include or put in some self-compassion perspective into my podcast, the episode, the topics that I'm discussing. But anyway, so in today's episode, I want to speak about feeling lost and also feeling confused in life. So without further ado, let's get started. So I think I just want to start by saying, like, I'm in my early 20s, and honestly, I'm not sure, but age doesn't matter, right? So, but, well, I guess, like, I just want to say that how I'm feeling. I feel a little bit lost and vulnerable at times, you know. I'm currently seeking a weekly therapy session. And I also am juggling uni and also juggling work. And I'm trying to build my social life and trying to step outside of my comfort zone and becoming more independent by the day. But anyway, so today I went outside of my apartment and then, you know, to set the mood of the weather, it's probably windy and it's raining and it's nighttime and usually I have work, right? But I think it's a change of routine for me that got me thinking of, like, who am I and everything like that. You know, I think, like, for me, as I get older and stuff like that, I think things also become scarier almost, if that makes sense. Like, you know, you don't know, like, I feel like sometimes after I'm so transitioning up to graduating uni this year, and I think to some extent, like, to think about the process of becoming an adult, I think that it's so scary. I feel like sometimes, like, having that uni routine and stuff like that are really amazing, and, you know, it sometimes bubbles, like, it actually give me a protection of what the real world is. You know, sometimes I think, like, I'm not who I used to be when I was 19, or I'm not who I used to be when I was 20, or even I'm not who I used to be when I was last month. You know, I feel like I'm changing in such an exponential way that I just cannot, sometimes I'm trying to figure out who really am I, because I keep changing so much. But I, you know, I think, like, as well, it's really challenging at times, because I feel so alone at times at this process growing up, and I know I'm not the only one and everything like that. But honestly, sometimes, like, I don't know, you know, my mind is so unpredictable. Sometimes I think about these stuffs, you know, and I have this set of problems, another days is another set of problems, and it's so scary, honestly, like, all of it. It's so scary, the process of, like, just trying to, like, depend on yourself. And, you know, and not only that, sometimes my mind goes into death and stuff like that. But I guess, like, for me, like, I find a lot of my comfort in my religion, my spirituality. Like, I think that is one of the social club that I have been joining every time, and it actually helps to ground me as a person and to give me values and stuff like that. But yeah, I just wanted to be honest. You know, I feel like sometimes people want to assume that in your 20s you are so free and the best time of your life, but sometimes I don't feel like that. You know, I do sometimes feel like I'm down in the dump and stuff like that, and I feel like sometimes I'm very anxious and stuff like that. So, you know, and it's such a weird age for me that I'm thinking of myself, like, am I an adult or am I still young adult? But I believe, like, you know, I want to give myself some compassion, because it's just, like, I'm still in my early 20s. So, you know, I still have time to learn, grow, and all of that. But, you know, it's, I feel like sometimes, like, my relationship with myself has changed a lot. You know, I don't know what has changed. Like, the way that I see myself has changed every day, I feel like. And yeah, you know, and sometimes I realize as well, like, one day, like, you know, I'll be fine, but I feel like sometimes right now I might not be fine, if that makes sense. I guess, like, to be frank with you, sometimes I feel like no one loves me or anything, and that goes with the episode of being unlovable. But it's such a different feeling. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm not being supported and I feel so alone. And honestly, I'm living in Australia and there is this culture of being individualistic, but also in the same time, you can't help but feel like you're missing out on something. Like, it's the feeling of you're missing out on something, and it's also the combination of feeling of you're feeling so alone in life, if that makes sense. Like, when I use my social media and my YouTube, my channel like that, I feel so connected with this virtual reality. But when I step outside of my apartment and not use my phone, I started to feel so alone in this big city, if that makes sense. And it's such a weird contrast and dichotomy. Like, you know, at one point I feel so protected and cocooned in my own shelter of virtual reality, but when I'm outside, I feel like I'm being in a zoo and I'm trying to like fight off the danger, you know, like I'm in a fight or flight mode. But you know, I think like to that aspect or to that extent, like I think with being in his 20s, like in my 20s, I remember there are a lot of changes that happen. Like naturally, like I feel like as I grow older, there are a lot of changes or new experiences to be experienced. And you know, it comes and it's so scary. You know, I think like we forget sometimes change can be scary. And I think with change, we lost some certain part of what our past, we're entering into a new chapter. And honestly, sometimes I do feel like, who am I? And sometimes I do feel like, do I really see myself as I used to see myself, or am I really aware of, you know, I'm starting to question a lot of things. And you know, sometimes I do realize maybe I want people, you know, I want people in my life to come to help me to I don't know, to occupy and to keep me company and everything like that. So to some extent, yeah, I just want to share that. And you know, I feel like sometimes I don't want to be alone in this. And you know, and I know I'm not alone, but sometimes I feel like hearing like other people's stories of feeling lost and you know, going through this stuff like growing up and stuff like that. Like, for example, an instance as well that I find is that like today, for example, you know, people knew me when I was 19 and they said hi to me and they said like blah 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 and stuff like that. But also in the same time, it's so challenging because you realize you weren't the same person as you were before. And I also sometimes I feel like I'm being pressured to be the same person who I was before. And I try not to put that pressure on myself, and I try to be really kind to myself, because honestly, guys, like the whole shebang of this podcast, it's like life is so vulnerable, and we're all so vulnerable, and we're all so lost. You know, we all might put a facade, you know, with other people, but deep down, we don't know what we want and who we are, you know, at any ages of life, you know. We distract ourselves and we might not, you know, we are eventually at time and spaces given will come into the realization of loss of we realize that sometimes I realize that, you know, I was born alone and I'm gonna die alone. And all of those realizations are so daunting and taxing, and so it's like so prevalent that, you know, sometimes I just realize that, you know, why not be open to these stories, these experiences, because brutally honest, we all are going through it, you know? So I think sometimes as well, like, you know, I am excited about my future, but also in the same time, it can be scary transitioning into an adult and not, you know, and everything. So, yeah, you know, it's funny today, for example, in the bus, I was like minding my own business and stuff like that. But, you know, even like my experiences on public transport is not the same. You know, I'm changing. And in that process, I also feel lost in the same time as well, if that makes sense. You know, I don't know. But yeah, I remember when I went to Canberra one time. I went to Canberra and it was such a beautiful experience because it just took me out of my comfort zone. And like, it's such a different environment that I just feel so alive at the time. But yeah, I don't know. Also, I think as well, sometimes I do fear that, you know, the realization of like, oh, I'm gonna be forgotten and no one cares about me and no one gives a damn about me. Like, I think realizing that sometimes scares me, you know, just realizing that people might not care about me and people might forgotten me and stuff like that. The realizing that is so scary, and realizing about death, it's so scary as well. But yeah. And realizing that strangers are just strangers, and also, yeah, it's scary, you know, and I feel so lost, but I know I have gotten every single step of the way, and I'm so grateful that I have my church community and my Bible study group to help me, you know, ground myself and find, I believe, like, sometimes I feel like, you know, finding that community is really helpful, I guess. If I have any tips, it's like, whether it's like your hobby or anything, like, I find that, like, when I'm around people who are Christian and like-minded, it helps me a lot. Or even, like, nursing students, it helps me a lot to go through life. In a way, honestly, like, you know, sometimes, I think we all get realization. I know I'm going off on a tangent, but I also realize as well, sometimes I do come into that realization of, like, no one else is going to save you apart from, you know, you need to try to save yourself and, you know, God will save you. But, you know, I try to realize that sometimes it's as scary as it seems, you're on your own. And, you know, as you get older, it's such a daunting thought to feel like you're on your own. And I think that's what contributes to me feeling lost sometimes, just because, you know, I see myself in the mirror and I think, oh, I am an adult, you know, and I think it's just such a scary experience at times. So, yeah, you know, and I think like being self-compassionate to yourself is very important because, you know, it's very painful. I think there is growing pains, you know, as I made an episode before, there obviously are growing pains and there are experiences that are so new and challenging to us, you know. It's scary, but it's like exciting about growing up. And yeah, I don't know, like, I think it's both exciting and scary. I think that can be it. But also, you know what? Like, being kind to yourself is just realizing you're not alone in this. Like, there are a lot of people who are feeling lost in life at any ages, I believe. And there are a lot of people who are questioning their own life and questioning themselves, questioning their routine, questioning their jobs, having existential crisis. You know, it's like, that's very normal. And, you know, and a part of being self-compassion for me is just knowing, affirming yourself, you know. For me, like, I like to give myself self-affirmation because that's what, like, I like to hear. Like, people give affirmation. Sometimes you don't hear that from other people. So the only person that can give you self-affirmation at times is yourself. So and give myself self-affirmation. I do a self-compassion journal. I recommend it. Like, I think it's by Dr. Kristen Neff. If you search it up on Google, but self-compassion journal, I do that. And I'll do journaling. Honestly, I believe, like, with life, with anything, we ought to just be kind to ourselves, give ourselves a hug when we feel like we feel lost, give ourselves a hug, and, you know, and it's okay. It's so painful, but, you know, there are lights at the end of the tunnel. And also give yourself some hug for, you know, even waking up today and even going through today. Sometimes, like, you know, we might feel a certain way, and, you know, we still do the things that we do, you know, and we might feel a way, but we still do things that we do. And, you know, that's just something that we give ourselves credit for. But yeah, and thank you so much for listening, guys. And take a deep breath, I believe, and just, like, yeah, I just hope that by listening to this episode, you guys feel less alone, and just be kind to yourself, because, you know, whatever you're going through, you know, it's whatever you're going through, you know, your valid, your emotions are valid, your experiences are valid, and, you know, just try to be kind and nice to yourself despite what you believe about yourself, because sometimes you might not like yourself, but, you know, try to be kind to yourself. You know, you are the only person at the end of the day that got you, you know. And also, you're not alone, you know. I think we all experience this confusion and sadness and questioning life and everything. None of us have our shit together, and we live in a state of mind that are unknown and unpredictable. But anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a nice day, and please take care of yourself and enjoy. Bye, thank you so much.